Tasawwuf, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Merciful and the Compassionate. Know, my brother in heart, that what I have said to you in the last meeting about Tasawwuf, the Sufi way, is one of the most important things in life, and the greatest thing in knowledge, the science of His light. This knowledge, Tasawwuf, illuminates the knowers like the sun. It is the source of all the lights and of all the secrets. How could this not be, when it is the heart mind of the way of the prophets? It is the way of the courtesy, the love, and the knowledge of God from Him to Him. It is the way one can reach God, who is His master. Jibreel and all the angels and all the believers will be His support and His guidance if he wants to follow the way of God and to realize the secrets of His knowledge. For this, he must be ready to make his heart the house of God, filled with love, to be present at God's table, and to know by God, in God. On that day, he will be helped by Him. Tasawwuf is the way of wool, asuf, because a Sufi is like wool between the hands of God. The wool has no will of its own. It is soft and easy, and it goes with the waves of the will, whichever way the breath blows. God knows all the secrets of the Sufi, as the Sufi knows the secrets of God which he has taught him. He is the reflection of the qualities of God, refusing all the qualities which are not of the truth. He is empty of everything but God, forgetting all the unnecessary sciences, and he is following the way of the truth. He is subsisting, all baka, in the presence of God. The Sufis are sitting in the front first row seats, face to face with the immediate presence of God. This knowledge is transmitted by the masters of the earth, the prophets, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon them all, with whom God speaks. And keep yourself with those who call on their Lord, morning and evening, desiring His goodwill, and let not their eyes pass from them, desiring the beauties of this world's life. Do not follow him whose heart we have made unmindful of our remembrance, who follows his low desires, and his case exceeds due bounds. 18, verse 28. Muhammad, son of Abdullah, may the blessings and peace of Allah be upon him, is the master of this science and the one who helps me. As he receives it from Jibreel, who received it from God, he gives it to all of the lovers of God and believers in him, as it was written for them, that each should receive grace from the divine source. That which God sent down to his prophets is the word which was given before to all the prophets from Adam through the chain of transmission, as-silsila, of the tree of the essence of God, which gives shade to all the lovers of God. We ask him to keep us with him, to be with him, and not for anybody else. We know nobody but him, and where is the other? How can we count? Where are the numbers? There is only the unity. Know that the word which I want to share with you, and which is coming from the essence of God, is La ilaha illallah. There is no God but God. So it was in the beginning, and so it will be without end. The word has been transmitted from one to one, from prophet to prophet, from believer to believer, until it reaches us with his wishes. Ali is the esoteric message of Muhammad. He is the keeper of all the secrets of the knowers, like a cave which is holding the pearl of truth. As he received it from Muhammad, he is the gateway to the presence of God, and so his hearing is as the hearing of God. Muhammad is the city of the presence of God, and Ali is the gate to the city. Ali strikes his heart and says, take from me before you lose me. Take all of the secrets of God from my heart. Within my heart is his boundless knowledge. He is the perfect vessel for the most precious gift. He carries the secret, and he is the secret, which is the name of God. After that, the message was carried by the son of the daughter of the prophet, Al-Hasan, and the knowledge was passed on from one to one as it was originally written. What is the importance of the science of Tasawwuf? As its essence is God, of all the sciences, it is the greatest. It gives you the knowledge of the secrets of the spirit and the soul, and guide you to be in fear of God in the beginning, and to know him, to leave everything, and to be one with him in the end. Those who trust in this science are the most special, the believers in God. Those who study and understand it are the most special of the special, the most near of the near. He who speaks it with courtesy is like a shining star on a sea, the depths of which cannot be fathomed. You must come to the shore of this sea to begin to know the subtle secrets of the soul, and to be washed in its water, which takes you from the density of this earth to the world of the soul and the light. So do not turn away from the path of light, because if you are turned away from it, you will be in the place of darkness, pain, and suffering, as those who are lost. I ask God that we may be among those who listen with remembrance of the heart, who have a heart, and this heart is God, who listen with the hearing of God, and God tells them everything. Then listen to what I say to you and understand. There is no God but He. So it was in the beginning, and so it will be in the end, without end. The word was transmitted from one to one, from prophet to prophet, from believer to believer, until it reaches us by His will. Allah.